This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات وفطر الله عليها البشرية وهي أساس الفرض والسنة ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters, I've been teaching Sira class for our Uswa seminary here in the Masjid, one of the many programs that we have, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And thanks to the new space that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, we're able to have more classes and more programs. And Jazakumullahu khairan for your contribution, for help. I've been really trying to reflect more on the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, trying to get deep into the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not as events, but more as lessons. And the way I look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now, I look at him differently. Before, we used to look at some of the hadiths and stories and incidents from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a lot of times, out of emotions, you just say, oh, mashallah, and you don't really try to reflect why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what he said. What is the reason behind it? And because we're taught to believe, you just believe because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, and a lot of times we don't pause, we don't reflect, we don't think too much. We take everything for granted, here's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we don't understand, even if deep inside you're not fully convinced that he's done the right thing. But you cannot say anything about it, he's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will give you a couple of examples and I will tell you where I'm going with this, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. So pay attention, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the past, and I want you to also think with me now, Khabbab ibn al-Arat was one of the companions whom they were tortured so bad, right? They were being humiliated in Mecca in the beginning. Torture, day and night, no rahmah, no mercy. Either you turn back to our deen or else. Then, as a human being, it was too much for him. It's gotten too much for him. He wasn't able to handle it, or he thought he was not able to handle it. Then he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, we know that your dua is mustajab. You know that each and every prophet and messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a da'wah. That da'wah is mustajaba, which means Allah will answer it. Why are you not making dua for us? Ala tastansir lana? Why don't you just raise your hand and say, oh Allah, take them out of what they're suffering, of this suffering right now. Why don't you do that, Rasulullah? And by the way, you can sense the frustration, all right? You can sense the frustration. In the beginning, without studying the seerah deeply, I would say, how could he speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this, right? But when you go deep into the incident, as a human being, even if he was a companion, he's talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of frustration, right? When we talk about the people in Gaza, we always say, look at their resilience and look at this, but at the end of the day, they're people. If you hear someone recording video and you say, we got into a very terrible situation and we need someone to take us out, don't think that their iman is less. It's just they're human being and they're frustrated and it's very difficult. And unless we are in their situation, we should not judge. We should not, period. We should not decide anything for them. We should not tell them to do anything. We should just let them handle their own situation. Because we are sitting here, on top of us, there is a beautiful chandelier, a lot of fans, AC, carpet. We cannot talk about people or decide for people who are perhaps wishing and hoping that they can pray Salat al-Jum'ah even in the street. We cannot, we should not. Right? So he was speaking to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam out of frustration. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam understood this. He understood it. He didn't say, like, how come you talk to me like that? I'm Rasulullah, I'm your leader. Just follow the commands. Just follow the commands. You know, when I served in the Egyptian Navy, it was mandatory service. Not that I was like, you know, it's mandatory service. I served for 15 months in the Egyptian military. And every time you go to the officer, and I know this is like military thing, and I tell him, hey, I feel like this is too much. I cannot do that. They say, you know what? Just follow the commands and then complain. Okay, if I follow the commands, why do I need to complain? Khalas. You know, that's the order. Follow it. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he took it in. Ya Rasulullah, why didn't you ask Allah, you know, to, you have da'wah, you have something in your hand. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, Ya Khabbab, he said, قَدْ كَانَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ يُؤْخَذُ الرَّجُلُ فَيُحْفَرُ لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيُجْعَلُ فِيهَا ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى بِالْمِنْشَارِ فَيُوضَعُ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ فَيُجْعَلُ نُصْفَيْنِ. I am not going to go into the details of this hadith, because if I translate this hadith to you, you will feel, wallahi, but you're not going to say it, you'll feel horrible. Like, he is asking Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for help and for support, and he says, Ya Khabbab, the people who came before you, the believers before you, they would literally be cut into pieces. They would be tortured million times more than you. And they never, ever turn back. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Why are you in a rush? In the past, I promise, I passed on this hadith, and maybe I have something in my mind, like, how come Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that? Someone is being tortured right in front of his face, and he's saying to him, you're in a rush, right? Think about it. Where is the mercy for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Where is Rahmat al-Alameen? Does it even make sense? Why didn't he say, it's okay, everything will be okay, you know, do this, do that? He didn't say that. He says, look at the people before you. What is happening to you now, Khabbab, is nothing compared to what happened to them. Go back. Don't be in a rush. But now, brothers and sisters, I look at this example based on the new perspective that I look at Sirah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and now I understand how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam here, not only was he merciful, but he was literally a psychologist. A psychologist. Not only was a murabbi, an educator, a leader, he was a psychologist. Wallahi. Where is psychology in this particular situation incident? Someone is bagging you and you're telling him, why are you in a rush? What kind of answer is that? This is how I thought before. Right? Brothers and sisters, there was a message that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to teach Khabbab ibn al-Arat. There is a deep message that he wanted to teach him. He said, Ya Khabbab, you can handle much more than that. You know why? Because yes, you can. You have the ability to handle much more than that. And if I give you this da'wah, you guys will think that this deen will just be victorious because of your da'wah. And you're not going to do anything. Be resilient. Be a man. That's the message Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving to Khabbab ibn al-Arat. Be a man. Be resilient. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had the medicine and someone was sick, but he did not give him the medicine. Why? He wanted to teach him a lesson. And he wanted to teach every one of us a very important lesson, that you can handle much more than what you could have imagined. Don't be in a rush. And if I give you the da'wah right now, what about people who will come after that? They will just be waiting. I am with you guys right now, but what about the future? Justice is justice. I'm not making da'wah now. I'm keeping this da'wah until the day of judgment. All right? And I want you guys to be resilient, to be strong, like the people who came before you. That's the message that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, gave to Khabbab ibn al-Arat. Another scenario, another situation. Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum, the blind man who came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Abasa. He revealed Surah Abasa. Abasa tawalla anjahu al-a'ma. One day he goes to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm a blind person. I'm visually impaired. I cannot go to the masjid by myself. Do I have permission to pray at home? And I want you to think about this, right? Do I have permission to pray at home? Then Rasulullah looks at him and he says, do you hear the adhan? He said, yes. He said, falabbi, go to the masjid and pray. What? What? A blind person is telling you that he cannot walk to the masjid. And you're telling him, no, go to the masjid. Where is rahmatan lil alameen? Before, if you reflect on a situation like that, you would say like, wallahu akbar, where is the rahmah? But now let me tell you, there is a hidden message. There is a hidden message here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, yes, you can do it. Figure it out. Figure it out. You're not too weak. You're not missing anything. Figure it out. Find a way. Find someone. Find a way to walk to the masjid. I've never understood this until I was very close to Sheikh Abdullah Kamil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show his ruh and his soul with mercy. The one who led us here, he passed away. Wallahi, you would just walk him, you know, a new place where he resides. He says, do something. Just show me where everything is. Where is the outlet? Where can I charge my phone? Probably you have experience with other people. Tell me where is the bathroom. Just take me to the bathroom once. I walk him and I say, I just hold his hand and I say, hey, there is the outlet. There is the bathroom. There is the toilet. There is this, there is that. Once. And he never ever asked me for help again. He walks. I look at us like, Allahu Akbar. It's like, I figure it out. Yes, I can. Right? So now that Rasulullah ﷺ was not merciful, he wanted to him, I wanted him to be strong. Figure it out. Allah has tested you with something, but that's not the end of the world. There is something you can do. Go ahead and do it. And Sheikh Abdullah rahimahullah ta'ala, he would tell me that I would always ask him, why didn't you just have like, you know, cane or something, something to, you know, to use, to lean on when you walk? He would say, the moment I will hold this in my hand, I will know for sure that I'm blind, but I'm not blind. He would travel from Egypt to Asia, to Europe, to the US by himself alone. Now looking back at the example of Khabbab ibn al-Arat and Abdullah ibn al-Maktoum, Rasulullah ﷺ was telling them, yes, you can. Don't give up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this power so you can handle difficult situations. Yes, you can. Nothing was random in Sirah. Wallahi, the way we look at Sirah, the Prophet ﷺ is like, he went to a ta'if. You know, he went to a ta'if. And because he was humiliated, he sat down and he made dua and, you know, were crying. And mashallah, we feel bad for Rasulullah ﷺ. But wallahi, if we know that Rasulullah ﷺ chose the ta'if for a reason, he doesn't do anything randomly. What would you go to ta'if? Do you think he just woke up in the morning and say, let's go to a ta'if? No. He chose the location for a reason. Right? Yeah, and when he sent his companions to Al-Habasha, to Abyssinia, on the fifth year of the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent them for a reason. Not just go, yalla, flee and go somewhere else and be refugees. No. He was planning everything. Not only was he murabbi, statesperson, he was sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a psychologist as well. So when you read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want you to pause and reflect, and I want you to really think deeply. Why he said to Al-Khabbab, do not be in a rush. The victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Just do your part. Just like Sumayya never saw the victory of Islam, the first martyr in Islam. She never saw the victory of Islam, but she did her part. She did what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told her to do. Brothers and sisters, where I'm going with this, and there are so many examples that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you and I, yes, you can. You can do a lot of things. The past few days, we've witnessed, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, the Muslim community, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, waking up a little bit, alhamdulillah. People started talking about elections. We've seen more numbers, you know, going and voting. Even if they were not convinced, some people messaged me, they said, jazakallah for the khutbah. I already voted, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Good. Yes, we can. But Sheikh, we're less than 1% or 1%. But guess what? 1% you can make a change. Trust me. You can make a lot of change. Yes, you can. ask him together. And again, I'm not going to talk about the results. You know, we understood that a lot of the policy is the same, but at least we came together, and this is good. More people started realizing that we are part of this society. You know, when the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ went to the Abyssinia in the fifth year of the Ba'ath of Rasulullah ﷺ, not all of them came back. Some of them actually resided and they lived in Abyssinia and they became one, you know, a part of the society. Some of them, they did not come back. And when the Sahaba went to Medina of Rasulullah ﷺ, they resided and they lived and they said, this is our society, this is our community. They had Christians, they had Jews, they had Munafiqeen, they had everyone, they lived with them. Yes, they were minority, but they still lived there and built a society over there. The problem here, brothers and sisters, you and I and everyone who migrated to this country, they always have that dream that one day I will go back home and inshallah, finally, I will live in the mansion that I built. I'm coming from the future to tell you that you will not go back. You will not. You will live here. You deprive yourself from a lot of khayrat in this country because you have the hope that one day you will go to your country. And by the way, when you go to a country, you are a stranger over there. Your friends are not there. The new generations, you don't know them. You walk. Nobody knows you. You don't know nobody. All right? And the first question they ask you when you arrive, they say, hey, when are you leaving back? How long are you staying here? Yeah, true? Yeah? SubhanAllah, I literally just landed. They're asking me when I'm going back. You know? So you're from this society. Take it or leave it. You know? You're part of this society. Either we come together and we are united and we do what we gotta do or else. Either we eat with them in the table or they're gonna treat us menu. They're gonna eat us alive. Think about it. Sit with them on the table. Follow their policies as much as you can. Or else, they're going to eat us. You're becoming like the chicken they eat in the menu. Right? But we're minority, yeah? Why don't you attract other minorities? A minority will be majority. We started, brothers and sisters, we realized that, yes, we can. We can change a lot of things. We can change a lot of things. All right? We're part of this community. Brothers and sisters, go to any other house of worship. Go to churches around us. Go to synagogues. You will never find this number. You know, maybe a few like mega churches here and there, but you will not find this number. You will not. And this is one Jummah. Come to the second and the third Jummah. I promise it will be the same. You will not find this number. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the power to participate and you're not using this, what am I going to do? Khabbab bin al-Arat, he tried his best. Sumayyah, she did her best. At least in the Day of Judgment. قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ As we said, Ya Allah, I tried. I thought that I chose the right people. I thought. That was my judgment. I tried my best, Ya Allah. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You cannot convince me that as mashallah many Muslims, we cannot be a big part of this country. They started hearing our names. You started hearing the word Muslims in the news outlet differently. The Muslim community is with us now. The Muslim community could be with you today, but tomorrow it will be somebody else. That's it. You know? We're not tied to one person or the other. All right? And okay, Sheikh, I know some people met me after last khutbah, and they were like, Sheikh, but I don't know. No, none of them did anything to us. Yeah, because you were not present. But now, alhamdulillah, they started realizing. What if they don't help you next time? Well, they know what's going to happen. They know that we're going to come together again and that we're not going to vote for them. Right? Do you understand that? Yes, we can. That is the message that Rasulullah ﷺ taught to Khabbab ibn al-Arat and Abdullah ibn Umar Maktoum and the Sahaba that they went all the way to Najashi in Abyssinia and the Sahaba that they went all the way to Medina. That is the message of Rasulullah ﷺ. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله ما بعد. Last Sunday, a lot of people, you know, they said like, how are you going to raise money? You're looking for $1.2 million for your project and you're expanding. Where, you know, there is issue, maybe a recession. People are not, they're exhausted and all of that. But we always tell them, yes, you can. We can do a lot of things. And alhamdulillah, we raised over $1 million. Takbir. That's for our community, brothers and sisters. Yes, we can. We had non-Muslims watching what was happening. Right? And deep inside, they're seeing this is amazing. This is amazing. You guys have vision. You guys have a plan. When you see 1.2 million or 1 million or whatever the target, can we do that? Yes, you can. Why not? We're the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're the ummah, the followers of Uthman ibn Affan. How did we know about Uthman ibn Affan? How did we know how much Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu donated? We knew, but the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi announced that. We knew, yes, we're not going to have many. Hopefully, we have many as Uthman ibn Affan. Not everyone's going to be like Uthman ibn Affan. It's always going to be like that. We're always going to have Uthman ibn Affan and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Brothers and sisters, we need to expand and expand and expand. And I'll tell you why. I know, especially if you come for Salat al-Jum'ah, you might think, that why do you need extra floor? We're just putting structure, putting walls together and all of that. I promise. Few years back, we did not have three Jum'ah. We have two Jum'ah or maybe one Jum'ah, all right? And we thought, you know, that's alhamdulillah, that's enough. But then we started having two Jum'ah, thinking that the traffic is not going to be the same. And guess what? The second Jum'ah started becoming the same. Okay, what about the third Jum'ah? The third Jum'ah started becoming the same. And this is just a few years. What about 10 years down the road? What is going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? No parking lot. Masjid is not going to be enough for us. Yeah, we are expanding. But alhamdulillah, you need masajid everywhere. In Salina, in Prosper, in anywhere. You need the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be called, and you need the identity of this community and of our children to be preserved, inshallah. That's why we're expanding. If you come throughout the whole entire week, alhamdulillah, lots of programs. Right and left, go up, go down, go to any room. You will find that either your child or your grandchild or your wife or your sister or your brother, they have something. There is something for each and every one in here. But if we're not building it, who else is going to build that? Who else? It's us, brother, sister. That's why I appreciate your patience. Right after Salah, inshallah, bil alameen, we need, inshallah, I think we collected 1 point something million. But our goal was, inshallah, bil alameen, to complete the second floor by Ramadan. By Ramadan, the second floor will be ready, more classrooms. Did you hear the news? That we're going to have, finally, we're going to have Islamic school. Takbir. Full-time Islamic school. Full-time Islamic school. Your child will be in the masjid from the morning till the evening, inshallah. Think about it. You don't have to deal with all the drama outside and the immorality that they deal with outside. You're not gonna, inshallah, have to deal with that. Your child is safe, inshallah, bil alameen, with us. But we need support. How are we gonna build that? Can we do it? Yes, we can. Yes, we. Wallah, it's not loud enough. Yes, we? Yes. We'll see, inshallah, after salah. Inshallah, we need some Uthman ibn Affan, Abu Bakr Siddiq. We need support. Tonight, today, inshallah, we need to raise the $200,000, inshallah, bil alameen. See how many people? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. All right, after salah, inshallah, I will stand for a few minutes. We want to end this, inshallah, bil alameen, very quick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our community. Allahumma ya Rabbana inna nasaluka an tataqabbala minna. Allahumma taqabbal minna jami'a amalina. Allahumma waffiqna ila ma tuhibbuhu wa tardahu ya Rabbal alameen. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustada'afina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana al-mustada'afina fi kulli makan. Allahumma amin ya Rabbal alameen wa aqim as-salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Rasulullah istaqimu wastawu wa ta'jilu yarhamna wa iyyakum Allah. Khashu fi salatikum. صلوا صلاة ودع الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. السلام عليكم. As you can see, we have a lot of volunteers, mashallah. So can I have one brother, inshallah, one sister to give us, inshallah, $25,000? Inshallah, raise your hand, inshallah. I mean, this is in your skill of your hasanat, inshallah. 25,000. Am I seeing anyone for 25,000, inshallah? Bismillah, brothers, and also we have volunteers. You have the volunteers, mashallah, everywhere. Any brother, inshallah, 25,000? We do it fast, inshallah. Did anyone raise their hands? 25,000? Okay, khair, inshallah. Let's go, inshallah, to $10,000. Can I have any brother, inshallah, to raise their hands? $10,000? Bismillah. We need to finish the project. So, inshallah, with your contribution, your help, we should be able to make it, inshallah. $10,000? Do we have one brother, inshallah? One Uthman ibn Affan, inshallah. One Abu Bakr Siddiq. $10,000? All right, do we have any hands? Volunteers? All right, bismillah. All right, let's go, inshallah, to a lower number, but we need your support, ikhwan, inshallah. $5,000, inshallah? $5,000, with brother Razwan, takbir, may Allah bless you. We're the second and third, $5,000. $5,000, bismillah. Frisco community, we can do it, inshallah. $5,000, inshallah, bismillah. $5,000, do we have another hand? $5,000, inshallah, bismillah. $5,000, I don't want to go lower because we need to actually collect a good amount today. $5,000, inshallah. You have the volunteers, they're wearing their sutra over there, their vest, inshallah. $5,000. And by the way, if you want to do anonymously, just take a pledge, inshallah. $5,000? Did anyone raise their hands? Jazakum Allah khayran. Barakallahu feekum. All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's go 2,500, inshallah. 2,500. We're trying to do it fast, inshallah, as fast as possible. 25, yeah? Okay, we have $10,000. Takbir, may Allah bless you. I told you, yes, we can, inshallah. All right, can we have 5,000, inshallah? 5,000? Did I go down to 2,500? 2,500, 2,500. Bismillah. We need to finish the project, inshallah. I know it's Friday, I know it's fast, but we need to raise this amount, inshallah, Frisky community. 2,500. Did anyone raise their hands for 2,500? 2,500. 2,500 going once, twice. Okay, here, inshallah. You have volunteers. You can just take a pledge, inshallah. All right, let's go down, inshallah, to $1,000. And we have the sisters also, we have volunteers. $1,000, we're the first one. Jazakumullah khayran, takbir, the second and third. Second, inshallah, 1,000, 1,000. Jazakumullah khayran, brother. The second, the third. Huh? Yeah, mashallah, jazakumullah khayran. I lost the track. Fourth and fifth, inshallah. Huh? Jazakumullah khayran, takbir, mashallah. She's visiting from New York, mashallah. $1,000, inshallah. We need more, Akhwani, because we need to finish up the project, inshallah. $1,000. Take pledges. I've seen brothers taking pledges, inshallah. If you don't want to raise your hands, you can always take pledges. A QR code, inshallah. But as long as everyone helps, inshallah, as much as you can. Bismillah. Anybody else? $1,000? All right. Here, inshallah. We're not going to distract the crowd because you guys, mashallah, because some of you are praying. We don't want to distract. We have the sisters and we have brothers in the multi-purpose hall as well. Yes. They can stop at the office. QR codes everywhere, mashallah. Jazakumullahu khayran. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you so much. We need to build our future for our future generation, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khayran.
Ruman, please come to the lobby. Your dad is here to pick you up. Sister Ruman, please come to the lobby. Your dad is here to pick you up.